The Skelly Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you five times each week by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Well, sir, the football season is long past, but you know, the real football fan is still picking players for his personal All-American football team. Now, what does a person look for in the players he chooses on an All-American team? Well, first, he wants a player that has speed in the pinches, extra power when the going is tough, and plenty of punch to perform at his best under all conditions. When a player has all that, well, you can be pretty sure he's All-American material. And speaking of All-American material, here's an all-time champion for your family car. It's Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax Gasoline. Now, let's see just why Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax is the champion gasoline for your family car. First of all, Skelly Aeromax is a team player. It really helps your car pull together and work as a smooth-running machine in all kinds of weather, because it's tailor-made for your weather. Always ready to give All-American performance. And say, on your All-American team, you're going to want players who can swing into action the second the play begins. And that's just what Dad wants when he buys a gasoline. Quick starts in every kind of weather. That's what Dad gets with Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline. A cyclone of power the second he steps on the starter. So the next time you're out riding with Dad or Mother, tell them how you picked an All-American football team, and then tell them about the All-American gasoline. Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax. A champion for quick starts and smooth running performance. Dad or Mother will be glad you're so interested in sports and happy to find out about the All-American gasoline for their car, too. Tell them to try Skelly TaylorMade Aeromax gasoline tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. The mute pilot Zollinger has declared himself friendly to Captain Midnight, and Ivan Shark is believed to have been drowned in the underground water chamber. But there is no proof. As our scene opens today, dawn is just breaking. On the bank of the Jungle River, not far from the Aztec Temple, screened from view by tangled undergrowth, are Fury Shark and Gardo. Gardo has been trying to persuade Fury Shark to leave, when suddenly, something in the water attracts his attention. Listen as Fury Shark exclaims,
"You are right, Gardo. There is something below the surface of the water."
I don't like this, Fury. It gives me the creep.
Ah, you make me sick, Gardo. Always afraid of the things you cannot understand.
Yeah, but what could it be? Hey, look at those ripples on the water. Must be something awful big.
Quiet, Tato. Let us watch.
Look, it's getting closer.
The water is too muddy to tell what it is.
Hey, it stopped moving ahead. Hey, it's coming to the surface.
Be careful, Tato. Not a sound.
Hey, it's coming out of the water.
It's not an animal, Tato. It's a man.
Well, I'll fix him. Here's my gun.
I'm a fool, Tato. Put it down. Look. Why, it's your chief. It's my father, Ivan Shark.
Well, can you tie that? Hey, Chief, swim over here.
He's looking this way. He sees us. Our father, swim this way.
Hey, this is sure a swell break. How do you suppose?
I don't care about that, Dado. All that matters is that Ivan Shark is still alive.
It's just like a guy coming back from the dead.
Oh, Father, we're so glad to see you.
Here, Chief, I'll help you up the bank.
I'm exhausted, Jerry. Miss Frist.
Well, here's a place you can sit down cheaper. Hey, you better take it easy.
Oh, you must be cold, Father, in those wet clothes. Get in your coat, Gardo.
Nonsense, Fury. What is a little water to Ivan Shark? Keep your coat on, Gardo. I will be all right in a couple of minutes.
The sun will soon be up and we'll dry you off.
We cannot wait. As soon as I have recovered my breath, we must hurry back to the temple.
Go back to the temple? That ain't no healthy place for us now.
No, Father. Would it not be safer for us to escape while we can?
Run away? When there is a fortune just for the asking? I should say not.
You mean the parade of treasure?
Certainly I do. It is down in that water chamber. All we have to do is go get it. Then we will be gone.
But Tato and I heard a large party leave the temple about 2 hours ago. They may be back in a minute.
Huh? Did you recognize any of them?
No, Chief. It was too dark. You couldn't see them.
You are thinking, Ivan, that it was Captain Midnight?
Yeah, Chief. What about Captain Midnight? Are he and Chuck Ramsey dead?
That I cannot say, Gatto. Unfortunately, I'm inclined to believe they are not dead.
But he and Chuck Ramsey were in the water chamber with you, were they not?
Indeed they were. And if it had not been for you, everything would have turned out all right. Just at the moment I needed you most, you failed me, Joey. You may be sure I will remember this.
But, Ivan, it could not be helped. I was waiting to open the door at 12 o'clock when I was seized by Lothro and Von Biff.
What is that? Lothro and Von Biff? Where did they come from?
I do not know, Ivan, but they must have been in the passageway where they overheard our conversation. I found that out.
Now I see it. Von Biff knew of my plans and he joined forces with Lothro.
Well, listen, Chief. How did you ever get out of that water chamber? We figured you must have been in there over 7 minutes.
Yes, and even then you did not come out of the door.
Yes, Gary, I know. It looked as if my number was up, but there was one thing that saved me.
What was that, Chief?
I saved myself by keeping my wits about me, Gatto. Something which you do not always do.
Oh, quickly, Father, tell us about it.
Well, I had noticed that Captain Midnight made two trips to the far end of the chamber. The second time, he dove down under the water. And when he returned, he had a whispered conversation with the boy, Chuck Ramsey. At the last minute, when the water was almost to the ceiling and 12 o'clock had passed, I knew I would have to act quickly. I knew then there was no escape by the door.
Yeah, Chief, go on.
I heard Captain Midnight whisper to Chuck Ramsey to follow him. He took a deep breath and sunk under the water. So did the boy. I figured they were swimming under the water at the far end of the chamber. So I took a big breath and followed them.
And what did you find?
The storm and following flood had washed out part of the wall between the chamber and the river. There was a hole big enough to wriggle through. I did so, and very soon, my lungs almost bursting, I was forced to rise to the surface.
And you didn't see Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey?
No, Gatto. It was still cloudy at that time, and it was almost pitch black. I found the ledge on the far side of the river and pulled myself up to recover. Then I swam farther down the river and rested again. I was coming down the river, hoping to gain the jungle trail. I was swimming underwater to avoid attracting attention.
Oh, my poor Ivan. You have been through a terrible experience.
What is that? I have been through 1,000 of them. Now I am fully recovered. We must be on the move, to the temple at once. Captain Midnight will soon learn that Ivan Chalk is not dead after all.
And at the same moment, miles away, but on the jungle trail leading to the temple, are Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey. Following them is a group of Senor Paredes men. Listen to Chuck say.
Isn't it swell how things are turning out?
Yes, we've got a lot to be thankful for, Chuck. But don't forget, we aren't out of this by any means. We don't know whether Ivan Shark's dead or alive, and his men are a constant threat to us.
Especially since that bunch of them escaped.
Yes.
But gosh, Captain Midnight, do you really think they'll attack the hacienda?
They may, Chuck, if they have a leader. Otherwise not.
You mean if Ivan Shark got away?
Yes, Chuck, that's what I mean. But Ivan Shark to lead them, to do their thinking for them, they may try to gain control again.
Oh, gee. If we could have only made sure that Shark didn't get out of that water chamber.
I know, Chuck. And for a moment, just after you and I escaped through that hole in the wall, I had an impulse to wait and see that Shark didn't follow us. Yeah, but we couldn't. We were both almost exhausted.
As a matter of fact, I don't think we were under that water much more than a minute. And I have stayed underwater over two.
Yes. Seemed about 10 minutes, Chuck. But I know what the reason was.
Gosh, what was it?
Well, now, if you remember, the water in the chamber had risen almost to the ceiling. What little air remained was very bad. So when we took a full breath, we were taking in a lot of foul air.
Why, sure. I never thought of that. No wonder we were all in.
You know, there's one thing I'm very thankful for, Chuck. And that is that you again showed that you could keep your head. There was every reason in the world for you to get panic-stricken. But you didn't.
I guess I'll have to tell the truth. If you hadn't been there with me, I probably would have lost my head.
No, I don't think so, Chuck. Experience is a great teacher, you know.
Gee, I don't believe I quite understand.
Well, merely this. After you've been in a few tight spots, it's easier to remain cool. Because you think back and remember that you got out of the other one by remaining calm and using your head.
That's right. What you mean is that experiences like that build up your confidence.
That's the ticket, Chuck.
Well, in a little while, we'll be at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get Ma and Patsy and Pinky and Slim and the rest of Senor Breda's men.
And don't forget the prisoners, Lutro and Von Griff. We must keep our hands on them.
I'll say we must. Why, they're just as bad as Ivan Shark. But what do we do when we get to the temple?
Well, we'll first make a final examination of the water chamber. If Ivan Shark's actually dead, I've got to make sure of it.
Well, that means diving down into that water chamber, doesn't it?
Yes, but it won't be so bad this time. And another thing, we'll open the door and go through that way instead of through the hole by which we escaped.
And after that, well, what next?
We'll take the rest of the crowd back to the hacienda. Then we'll follow up that tip from Zollinger about the secret field.
And I'll say, if Ivan Shark's big plane is there, we sure want to get hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't only cut off his escape if he did get out of the water, but it would also give us a way of getting back to the state.
Yes, and then after we've had a good rest, we'll take off for the border. We've got to find out what's happened to Major Steele and Bud Conley. But come on, Chuck. Let's get to the temple as fast as we can.
And as Captain Midnight and Chuck make their way toward the temple, we find Ivan Shark Jerry Shark and Gardo descending the stone stairs leading to the water chamber. Listen as Ivan Shark says,
I was hoping we could turn off the water, but the break in the wall has jammed the mechanism.
But Ivan, the stone door remains open.
Yes, Chief, we can get in all right.
It would have been easier if we could have closed off the water flow. But that cannot be helped now.
We are down to the water, Father. I can see the opening into the chamber beneath the surface.
Well, what are you going to do now, Chief?
I am going back into the water chamber, Gardo. And I'm going to recover the parade of treasure. Then we will make for the secret field and take off.
But do you think we'll find the treasure, Ivan?
I know exactly where it is. It may take me 2 trips under the water, but that will be all.
Well, you must hurry, Ivan. We do not have any time to waste.
Yes, Chief, someone might come here any minute.
That is why you two must be on your guard every second.
We will be most careful, Father. But please hurry. We must not stay here any longer than necessary.
I have taken off my coat. My clothes are already wet, so it makes very little difference. Watch carefully while I am gone.
Hey, you gotta hand it to the Chief, Jerry. He's sure a cool one.
Yes, Gardo. Ivan is the coolest man I have ever known. That explains his success.
There's only one guy that comes anywhere near him, and that's Captain Midnight.
Bah, Captain Midnight. He cannot be compared to Ivan Shark. But we must be careful, Gardo. Remember what Ivan has said.
Yeah, I'll get back a few steps up the stairs so I can see down the passageway.
Yes, Gardo, that will be better. We must not be taken by surprise.
I wish the Chief had come back, Fury. This place always did give me the jitters. I'll be glad when we're away from here.
Look, Gardo. I think Ivan is coming now.
Yeah, that's him, all right.
Look, Ivan, let me help you.
Hurry. Someone has been here before us. The treasure is gone.
Gone? Cannot be true, Father.
Well, who could have got it?
Quiet. I hear someone coming.
She's right, Chief. Listen to that.
Quick, Fury. Gardo, we must get out of the passageway.
Well, the voices must be those of Chuck and Captain Midnight coming into the temple. Again, the famous pilot and his old enemy are within a few feet of each other. What will happen? Tune in tomorrow to Captain Midnight. Now remember, show Dad that you're a whiz at picking All-American. And not just All-American football players either. Show him you know your stuff about All-American gasolines, too. Tell him about quick-starting Skelly Tailor-Made Aeromax gasoline. And why you think it has the power and speed and pep to make it a real all-American gasoline. And if once Dad tries it, he'll say it's a grand gasoline, too. I bet he uses it from then on. And boy, oh boy, will you be proud of the way your family car starts and the way it steps out like a real champion on the highway. Yes, sir, for fast starts and real pickup, tell Dad to try your favorite all-American gasoline, Skelly Tailor-Made Aeromax. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Who has made off with the parade of treasure? Could it be Von Griff and Lutro? Will Captain Midnight and Shark engage in another battle immediately? Be sure to listen tomorrow. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!